416, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Deborah Simmons dancing her way through the studio right now. I'm with you. I love this song.
That's Stevie.
Yeah. Let's just sit back and listen. Right? Oh, no. We better talk, I guess. Yeah. That boss will get mad. Yep, it's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, 417, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. And Deborah Simmons joins me. She writes the Can We Talk column at the Washington Times. And today's is a pretty darn good one, if I must say so myself, of Collins, Red Tails, Morehouse, and Tolerance. It has been one crazy week for culture-related stories, hasn't
it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like all the Dum Dum ditties came out. I hope this was the week that was, and we can get beyond it.
Yeah. All right, let's start with Jason Collins, gay man in the NBA. For some reason, that was a huge deal. And I thought we were supposed to just kind of ignore, you know, just tolerate it. That's just the way it is. You know, pay no attention to that. You know, being gay is no big deal. All of a sudden, this week, it was a real big deal
to the point where I was started questioning, am I on the wrong side of the street because I'm a heterosexual?
Yeah,
what's going on
here?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, good for Jason that he acknowledged the fact that he was black.
Yes.
That he's gay. And he's a Christian. Now he can get over himself, find out that with two of those three things, he's in the majority. And he can get on the life and use his Christianity to find out and do a little prayer for him to get a job.
yeah, no kidding.
Come July.
All right. Now, he was called a hero, a lifesaver. The next Jackie Robinson.
The next Jackie Robinson.
The president called him to say he was proud of him. That's a little over the top, isn't it?
Way over the top. Especially the one that especially got me was the Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, hold up. Back up, folks.
Yeah.
This is not quite the comparison that we want to make in this situation. And we certainly don't want to do it in one breath and then the other crucify poor Chris Broussard about what he said.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That poor guy. I felt so sorry for him. You know, when he opened his mouth and started talking about, you know, his take, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the Bibles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, here we go. You poor man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you are going to be beaten to death over this.
And he was.
Yes,
and
he was.
And ESPN stepped out and apologized on his behalf, which was another a foot in another separate pile of doo-doo. But you can't – look, wherever – Jason mustered his courage from, whether it was his Christianity, his manhood, his gayness, or his blackness. Like I said, good for him. But don't get all that confused about who you really are, because when you start dividing up your DNA like that, then you have, you know, you're raising a lot of eyebrows and say, you're what?
Yeah.
You're what?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't all that in the NBA. I don't mean no harm, but I watched Jason when he was playing for the Nets because they were my team. Jay Kidd has always been my favorite point man in the NBA. But he wasn't all that. So whether he's, you know, doing this for his own self-esteem, which it definitely could be, for the crowd's self-esteem, or whether he's doing it as a marketing ploy to make him, to try to get somebody to say, I'm gay, but I can still play basketball.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of wondering about that, because here's a guy at the end of his career, and, you know, if he played his cards right, he could more or less entice someone to take him on the grounds that he would be a gay player in the NBA. But if he's using that as his only means to get a job in the NBA.
And that could put butts in the seat and in an arena.
Yes, it could. Now, the other side of that coin is that if no one picks him up, then it's going to be discrimination.
That even he, was he let go because he was gay? He wasn't
out, but he was gay.
And that creates a whole nother kettle of worms that we don't want to deal with. All these test tube cases, you know, that attorneys around the country are just looking for to be able to jump on and stir up things.
You know, it's interesting to me. At the same time, he came out to make the announcement, and it broke on a national level, and it was a lead story on network news. Mm-hmm. At the very same time, Tim Tebow, a devout Christian, was being shamed away from the New York Jets, and that poor guy, just because of his beliefs, has been ridiculed time and time again by the media, where Jason Collins has been placed on this pedestal by
them. Exactly. A pedestal that's only available for one person right now, because all our other major league teams are going to be looking in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But Tebow, bless his heart, got a lot of more folks at least looking to the Bible to even figure out what is John 6:13? What does he mean by that?
Yeah. All right, let's move on to something else. The Redskins story. You and I have been down this path many times over the years. You know, the team name, the Redskins, obviously offensive to some, but if you look at the latest study that came out today, not many. Mm-hmm. It's like 11% of the population.
Exactly.
You know, has some concern over it. The rest of the people are like, who cares?
Yeah.
So the idea was to come up with this resolution to have the Redskins change their name to the Red Tails.
To the Red Tails.
Yeah. D.C. Council has time for this?
They shouldn't have time. They really don't have time for this, particularly as a new council member. This guy should really be down in the trenches trying to figure out what he can really straighten out to benefit his constituents here in the city and not try to piss off even Congress by coming up. This is a non-binding resolution. Thank goodness for that. But I'm not even sure. This is so bizarre. I'm not even sure that he doesn't understand that the Red Tails, which he was referring to the squadron of the Tuskegee Airmen that started during World War II, that Red Tail was on the name of that squadron was on behalf of the Red Hawk, which is why I brought up in my column, is he referring to the Red Tail Hawk, or is he referring to Red Tail Ale, which also has delicious beer, by the way, I'm told, has a photo, a rendering of a Red Tail Hawk on its cover. So, and both were around before the Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, pay homage to the guys. Look what they did during World War II.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the other funny part about this, and Matt Sella, as well as you in your column pointed out, this team doesn't even, play in Washington.
It doesn't play in D.C. It doesn't train in D.C. It's not headquartered in D.C.
Yeah.
The team is owned, incorporated in the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
If the state of Virginia and Virginia residents want to take issue with Dan Snyder and the owners of the company that own the Redskins, far be it from me to tell them to do otherwise.
Yeah.
But what galls me is that my African ancestry and my Seminole ancestry don't have me either as offended as I should be by this team, whether it's Redskins or Seminoles or the Orange Men or the Fighting Irish or any other of these, the ethnic names, the Braves, the ethnic names that these sports teams have, or I'm looking at the fact I accept it because I consider it paying homage to the fact that my ancestors were indeed warriors.
Yeah.
They weren't passive folks who sat around and let anything happen at any given time.
Seminole, huh?
Absolutely.
Really? You I don't want to compare you to Elizabeth Warren because she was making it up, but I mean, there's some lineage there, right?
No,
I mean,
absolutely. In Florida and in Georgia mother's side of the family.
No kidding.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right. Now on to the third cultural moment this week, and it deals with Morehouse College. This is the story of Reverend Ken Johnson of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be the commencement speaker, and somehow or another he's been disinvited. Why?
Yeah. What happened was he was invited to speak at the commencement, and after the invitation was extended a few weeks ago, he wrote a column in a Philadelphia paper that criticized Obama. It wasn't criticizing Obama. Actually, he said black folks ain't no better off now than before Obama.
Well, he's not the only one that said that.
President, exactly. Yeah. So he was disinvited to the commencement where Obama's to give the address to these guys. And in black America, we don't just refer to Morehouse. It's an all-male school. We don't just refer to it as Morehouse College. We actually call the young men who graduate from there Morehouse men. Mm-hmm. And there are women in black middle-class America who would love to have their daughters marry a Morehouse man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're in every aspect of American life, political life, sports,
and
all the rest. But they teach you, and Martin Luther King was a graduate as well, they teach you how to be a man.
Yeah.
And how to make sure that you respect God, respect yourself, respect family, and respect others. So if that's the history of that school, that's why people send their sons down to Morales.
Yeah.
So for them to now turn around and say, well, Rev, sorry, we don't want you around because you disparage the Obama administration, that's not tolerance at all.
No, of course not. You know, and isn't it funny, the left always preaches that. You know,
the tolerance.
You must be tolerant. You
must
give us the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
But yet, when their toes are stepped on, wow.
Mm-hmm. It becomes a one-way street.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. All right, well, listen, folks, if you haven't read the column, please do it. It's wonderful. It's by Deborah Simmons in today's Washington Times. It's called Of Collins, Red Tails, Morehouse, and Tolerance. As always, thank you for coming
Andy.
In. We'll
always
do it again.
Fun.
All right, take care. Deborah Simmons, 427, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.